Hi, thank you for calling the Maryland Sex Abuse Hotline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? Hello?
Alkali?
Hello? Hi, yes, I can hear
Hello.
you.
My name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim, and she is on the line.
Okay, beautiful.
Her name. Can I transfer? I could give you the some details of this call.
Okay, yes. Yeah, what is her first and last name, please?
Yeah, her first and last name is first name is Safa, Safaah. And the last name that is Altalac, Altalac. And the
Okay.
phone number that is 254-892-516.
254-892-516.
One.
One. Okay, beautiful. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, I get you connected with her?
Yes. Hello, Miss
Thank you
Atlas.
so much, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line, and I am so sorry. I had kind of a bad connection with him. I have your name probably spelled incorrectly. I think I heard Seffeah. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, how do I spell your first name, please?
S is in Sam, A is in Apple, F is in Frank, A is in Apple. A is an apple, H like Henry.
Okay. And how do I pronounce your first name?
Safa.
Safa? Hi, Safa. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. Now, I have your last name as Altelac.
No, it's Altalac.
Okay, Altalac. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I had kind of a bad connection. Okay, but I hear you perfectly. Okay. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if some of these questions the gentleman prior already asked you. It's just to make sure that I have it correctly in our system. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
No? Okay. Now, this claim is for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. Did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Okay. What facility did the abuse occur at?
It was at the Walter Carter Center in Maryland.
Okay, the Walter P. Carter Center.
Yes.
Okay. Is that located at 701 West Pratt Street in Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I do apologize if there's any pauses. I'm just typing in the information that you are giving me. Okay, now what was the dates of the abuse?
I don't remember the exact date, but okay. I know it was in November of 1995.
Okay, so I have November 1995.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question, and I do apologize if it does open any old wounds. Can you please describe the abuse that occurred?
I was going to the bathroom at the time, and I know he saw me because he followed me in there. And I didn't know he was in there until I came out to wash my hands and he was in there. And nobody else was there. And as soon as I went to wash my hands, that's when he walked over to me and grabbed me, and he was trying to make me kiss him, and I wouldn't do it, and I kept struggling, but he started touching me, and he wouldn't let me go, and I was scared, and he started touching me underneath my clothes, and he was holding me, and I fell trying to get away from him, and I got pinned down, and he unzipped his pants, and first he tried to put himself inside me, and I guess I was struggling and he couldn't do it. So he just fondled me while he played with himself.
Oh, I am so sorry that happened to you. I am so sorry that you experienced that. Oh, that breaks my heart. I am so sorry. No one should ever have to go through that. Okay, and I do apologize for the pause. I'm just, trying to get it in detail for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Okay. And what was your age at the time?
I was 14.
Okay. And what is your current age?
I'm sorry.
What is your current age?
I'm 34.
34? Okay. Now, what was the abuser's role at the facility?
He was the guy that kept everything clean. I'm sorry about my age. I'm 44. What's that?
Oh, okay. You're 44?
Yeah, I'll be 44 this year.
Okay. Hey, I always tell people after we're 22, we count backwards. In regards to what the gentleman was, you said he was the person that worked there and he took care of all the records. I'm sorry, is that what you said?
No, he was a maintenance guy that worked there. He was the one that kept the facility clean. And
okay.
He was always, around. And
yeah.
Nobody paid any attention to him.
Oh. Okay. Do you remember his name?
We all called him Charlie.
Charlie. Okay. Now, this one might be another hard question as well, and I do apologize. Can you please give as detailed a description of the abuser's physical appearance as possible? What do you look like? Hair color, eye color?
He was, for me, a tall, light-skinned man. Bald.
Bald, okay. Any tattoos or accents?
No. No accent.
Okay. Did he have any piercings or did he wear glasses?
No.
No, okay. Is there anything else you'd like me to take down for his description?
I'm sorry to remember.
Okay. And I'm so sorry to try to get you to remember the details. We can always go back to that one, okay? Now, how many times were you abused during this time frame?
Two or three times, maybe.
Okay.
Thought he was picking on me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And did each time occur in the restroom?
Yes.
Okay. Did you disclose any abuse to someone?
No.
Okay. Now, please provide as much detail as possible and as much that you would like. How has the abuse affected your life?
I don't go anywhere.
I'm sorry?
I don't go anywhere unless I'm with other people. I'm overly cautious about people and noise. sound. I don't sleep well sometimes.
I am so sorry. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
No.
No, okay.
My daughter.
Was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. Do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Any records?
Yes.
Okay. Please provide what type of documentation you have.
Just the paperwork, I think, is my own.
Okay. Okay. Now, just to confirm, I have your first name as S A F A A H.
Right, S as in Frank.
Okay, here, yeah, I'll do it this way. I have S as in Sam, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, A as in Apple, H as in Henry.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
No.
No? Okay. And then I have your last name as A as in apple, L as in leaf, T as in Terry, A as in apple, L as in leaf, A as in apple, C as in cat.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what is your date of birth?
May 16th, 1981.
Okay, I have May 16th,
1981. Yes.
Okay. And what is your best email?
It's my first and last name with the number 96@gmail.com.
And did you say 86 or 96?
96.
Okay. Okay, so I have your first name, last name, 96@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 254-892-5161?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your home phone or your cell phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. When being contacted, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I was going to change the number so that I haven't done it yet.
Okay. When you do, feel free to let the attorneys know, okay?
Okay.
Now, would you prefer for contact, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
Email.
Email? Okay. And what is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And what is your home address?
The address is 9901 West Sahara Avenue. It's apartment 2080 It's in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the zip code is 89117.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 9901 West Sahara Avenue, apartment 2080 in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. This is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you please provide your social?
I feel a little uncomfortable about that.
Okay. That's okay. Do you want to do just the last four for now, and then the attorneys will need the full one to be able to file the claim? But then that way it gives you some time to get a little bit more comfortable in the process.
Can I think about that?
Okay. You don't want to do the last four for now?
Not now, no.
Okay. In that case, then, unfortunately, everything that you have stated will get deleted. We can't save anything until the documents are sent. So I just want to leave you with that. Of course, we want to make this as easy of a process for you. But if you do decide to later on participate, you will need to go through everything again. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I can text you, or not text you, I can email you. I'll text you as well, my contact information, but I can email you from my business email. My name's Alexa Knox. You can look me up. I work with Mass Tort Strategies. We're a legal intake marketing company that assists attorneys. So my job is a legal intake specialist. I'm basically just here to help you get connected to the attorneys. Like I said, to make you feel more comfortable, we can proceed with just the last four, but in order for the attorneys to file your claim, they would need the full social. But like I said, you can wait on that until you do feel more comfortable once you speak with them. They let you know who they are. We will always call you letting you know who we are. We always have to identify ourselves. But I can email you from my business profile or email if that makes you feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Here, let me do that. Bear with me. Let me pull up my email, okay? Here, I'll even include our website so you can take a look at it, okay?
Okay. It's okay. It's 552-697-803.
Okay. I have 552-697-803.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And what is your emergency contact's first name?
That would be my mom.
Okay. And what is your mother's first name?
Camila, K-A-M-E-E-L-A-H.
Okay, I have K-A-M-E-E-L-A-H.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
It's 323-214-1550.
Okay, I have 323-214-1550.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to provide her email at the time?
I'd have to ask her.
Okay. I'll put no email for now, and then if you do want to update it, we can always update it after I send you the documents, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you want to add her address at this time?
No, I have to ask her.
Okay.
I haven't talked to her about this.
Okay, yeah, I totally understand. You know what? For your privacy, I totally respect that, okay? No problem. Okay. Okay. Now, we are done with the intake process, so I'm just going to go over the questions with you one more time just to make sure I did not click anything wrong, so please stop me if I do need to change anything, okay? Now,
okay.
I asked you if you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You said yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I asked you if you already had an attorney assisting you with a claim. You said no. You said no one ever sent you anything to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. This claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. You never received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past.
Correct.
Okay. You do not know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance.
Correct.
Okay. You have never been registered as a sex offender, and the abuse you experience involved someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The facility where the abuse occurred was the Walter P. Carter Center at 701 West Pratt Street in Baltimore, Maryland, 21201.
Yeah.
Okay. The date of the abuse was in November of 1995.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The abuse that occurred, and please, if you want me to change anything, please let me know. If you want me to add anything, take away anything, please let me know, okay? You mentioned that you were going to the restroom at the time, and he followed you in there. He waited for you to come out from the stall. He was trying to make you kiss him. You wouldn't do it, so he started touching you and wouldn't let go. He started touching you underneath your clothes. You fell when trying to get away. You were pinned down. He took his pants down and first tried to insert himself. He was unsuccessful, so he followed you while touching himself. Is that correct? Would you like me to add anything else or remove anything?
No.
No? Okay. Your current age is 44?
Yes.
Okay. Age at the time of abuse was 14?
Yes.
Okay. The abuser's role at the facility was he was an employee and he was the maintenance worker.
Yes.
Okay. The name of your abuser was Charlie, and he was a tall, light-skinned man, and he was bald.
Yes.
Okay. How many times were you abused during this time frame? 2 to 3 times?
Yes.
Okay. Where did the abuse occur? Within the facility, the restroom?
The restroom.
Okay. The abuse type was sexual abuse?
Yes.
When asked if you disclosed any abuse to someone, you said no?
Correct.
Okay. The abuse has affected your life. It has made you feel unsafe to go places without company. You're overconscious about people and men, and you do not sleep well. Do you want me to add or take away anything?
Yeah, I kind of get, every time I get ready to go somewhere, I get anxiety about it. I have to calm myself down.
Okay.
I have to convince myself that it's okay.
Okay. So I added that every time you get ready to go somewhere, you get anxiety and has to calm down. You convince yourself that it's okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Especially if I can't find anyone to go anywhere with me, like if I have to go to the store or whatever, I have to talk myself basically into it.
Okay. Okay, I added especially if you can't find someone to accompany you.
Yes.
Okay. I asked if you were currently employed. You said no. I asked if law enforcement was ever involved. You said no. Are those both correct?
Yes.
Okay. I asked if you have any corroboration that you were at the facility. You said yes. The type of documentation you have is paperwork.
Yes.
Okay. I have the spelling of your first name as S as in Sam, A as in apple, F as in Frank, A as in apple, A as in apple, H as in Henry.
Correct.
Okay, last name is A as in apple, L as in Leroy, T as in Terry, A as in apple, L as in Leroy, A as in apple, C as in cat.
Correct.
Okay, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. Your date of birth is 5/16/1981.
Correct.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat your social because I've already repeated that to you. I have your email as your first name, last name, 96@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. I have your phone number. It's 254-892-5161. That is your mobile phone number?
Yes.
Okay. I have your address as 9901 West Sahara Avenue, apartment 2080, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Yes.
Okay. You have not received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred.
Correct.
Okay. And then your emergency contact is your mother, Camila. Her phone number is 323-214-1550.
Correct.
Okay. Are there any additional details or information you would like to share regarding your potential case?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. That is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass loss to their, I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you... Oh, wait. Bear with me something. Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not letting me submit for how many times were you abused during this time frame. It won't let me put 2 to 3. Would you like me to put 2 or 3?
2.
2? Okay. Okay, now, are you familiar with DocuSign documents?
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to be sending you a DocuSign. It's going to be sent to both your email and your cell phone as a text message. So bear with me. I'm just going to make sure I have everything transferred over correctly to the documents, and then I will be sending them to you. So give me a quick few minutes just to look over everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now there are going to be a couple different spots where you sign, and there's a couple different spots where you initial, okay? And then the last page is going to have you upload a photo of your driver's license or government ID. Now, that's just to verify that it is you filing the claim on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now bear with me. Let me make sure. It sends. Okay, now you will be getting a text message and an email saying that Alexa Knox from Mass Tort Strategies is trying to send you a DocuSign. Go ahead and open it up and let me know when you're there.
Okay, 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, you're there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you see the little start button at the top right corner?
Actually, it says this has already been opened.
Oh. Let me take a look.
Signing section.
Okay. Let me take a look. So it says it's already been opened. There is no start or next button?
No.
Oh, okay. Bear with me. Let me see. Okay. Try closing out and opening it again from the link.
No, keep saying it's already been opened.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. You know what? Bear with me. Let me put you on a quick hold. I'm going to speak to my supervisor. I will be back in under 2 minutes, okay? I'm just going to see what that may mean. It could be because I was in the document when I sent it to you. Let me verify, though, okay? Bear with me. I'll be right back.
Okay.